You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we cover breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means and we discuss why it matters.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It's one of those things that I don't think we can escape. I've mentioned it some this week, but I'm eager to embrace additional discussion about it, particularly as we head into Father's Day weekend. What role does the rhetoric play in the violence that we've seen around us and how we are going to proceed as a society? Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I am so... It's so interesting to watch the rhetoric even here two or three more days past what was an assassination attempt on 30 or so of our lawmakers, because even in the aftermath and kind of the afterglow of a Kumbaya baseball game last night, in which it was quite moving to see one of the Capitol police officers who had been hit come out and throw the first pitch, it was very even meaningful, I think, to see some of the lawmakers kneel down just on the second base side of the infield, similar to the place where Steve Scalise was shot. It was moving to see them come together. But friends, I'm not convinced that we've learned really much of anything in the realization of the news stories this week. And all you had to do was see the president tweeting this morning, and you can't blame him. He calls it a witch hunt. People are saying, "Oh, you look at your rhetoric. Your rhetoric's not any better." But friends, I got to tell you, there's something bigger at work here going on than just the X's and O's of normal political life. And I think we have turned a corner into a very dark chapter, to be candid with you, in which people that do not get their way, do not gain the power, are willing to kind of wage war across scorched earth to try to bring it back. And I'm interested in what my next guest has to say, because yesterday, while we were chatting here on Kevin McCullough Radio, he was on The Specialist with Eric Bolling. Of course, he is a Fox News contributor, but he was discussing it from a very similar perspective that I have tried to embrace all week. Governor Mike Huckabee, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. So good to have you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be back. Really a pleasure, and what a week of amazing turns of things. And you're talking about the rhetoric. Look, when it really gets down to it, it's not just the rhetoric that's causing the problem. It's the hatred in people's hearts. And that's more than rhetoric. It's something that goes to the core of who we are. It's called morality. And if people do not have a basic respect for other human beings, or they think that they are superior to other human beings, then they don't believe that those other humans to which, you know, they consider themselves superior have a right to govern, have a right to be elected. And that's what we're seeing. This is nothing less than an attempt of a bloodless coup d'etat, but there's bloodshed. This is a coup d'etat, an attempted takeover of our government beyond the legal and constitutional means of an election.
Alex, find that Bernie cut from yesterday, because I want to get the governor to respond to it. Let me know when you have it. But what I'd like to do, Governor, is walk through kind of the last couple of weeks, and then just in reality of what's happened, get your assessment of what we need to begin to do to get back on track. Let's go back a couple of weeks ago. You have Kathy Griffin and the severed head of the president. You've had the Shakespeare in the Park assassination of Donald Trump that Alec Baldwin stood and applauded with everyone else, standing ovation on opening night. We reported a story here of a young woman from the Seattle area who was literally, face was beaten to a pulp by fellow concert goers as they were coming out of a New Kids on the Block reunion concert. She and her sister had saved up money for 9 months to go to this concert. They're on their way back to the hotel. These three people engage them, and when it becomes known that one of them voted for Trump, the three of them literally jump them and start beating the stuffing out of them. The next day, we have a man from Illinois that drove 800 plus miles And just by the grace of God, you have two Capitol Police members there. Otherwise, you've got 30 dead political leaders, congressional representatives on a baseball field there. And we are seeing even in the aftermath of all that, Otto Warmbier's father coming out and saying, my son was not important. His life was not important to a president that had a different worldview than us. Governor, all of these things, we're told by the media that it's the rhetoric coming from both sides and that the message is equally harsh. It seems to be a one-way train to me. Your reaction?
Conservatives wearing black masks and breaking windows and trying to burn down university campuses and preventing a liberal from speaking at one of the Ivy League schools. Now, if I missed that, you can correct me and help me, but I just don't recall. I don't recall that there were any people who used corporate sponsorships to pay for dramatic presentations that glorified the assassination of a sitting president. Maybe, again, I missed that, but I don't recall that. There were some ugly things said, but mostly it was said about policies, not about the person. And again, let's talk about that. Were there some fringe people? Of course, there always are. But we're talking about mainstream media. We're talking about mainstream corporations that sponsor this nonsense. And that's what is different. I think we're, you know, living in a brave new world, to be honest with you. And this is unlike anything we've seen. This is beyond political hostility and anger. We saw that when Clinton was in. We saw it when Bush was in and when Obama was in. But what we're seeing now is something different. It's really not trying to change the policies of a president. It's trying to actually change the person who is president,
right,
and do whatever it takes to drum him out of office.
Governor, I want you to hear this cut. Bernie Sanders, of course, was implicated in the Facebook sightings of the guy that did all the shooting this week, and Hodgkinson. And when they went to his page, of course, it was plastered with Bernie stuff. Bernie was kind of forced to go to the well of the Senate and to make a speech condemning the violence and saying that he didn't agree with it. But I want you to hear what he told Rachel Maddow, just a little over a year ago, about what the goal of his movement was trying to accomplish with Republican lawmakers. Go.
And you're seeing members of Congress, Republicans, having to sneak out the back door or claim, I'm worried about my safety. I can't even hold a town meeting. And that is our goal.
That is our goal. Governor Huckabee, that's pretty telling that he wanted troublemakers to so intimidate the public servants who have had the courage to run for office and try to serve us that they are scared to face the people that vote them. This is not an equal opportunity offense here. This is stuff running one way downstream.
Well, I hope somebody plays that clip to Bernie and ask him, does he stand by it today? Does he regret it? Does he feel that it was over the top and out of place? Because it's that kind of rhetoric that I'm not saying it causes people to do crazy things, because it doesn't. People do crazy things because they do crazy things, and they're crazy or they're angry or they're just immoral. But it does give people a sense in which if someone of authority, someone of prestige and power says it's okay to do these things, then they tend to think, well, it's okay to do these things. I mean, remember how shocked Kathy Griffin was that she had all this blowback?
Right.
It was like, oh, my gosh, why is everybody upset? I thought you wanted me to say these stuff. That was okay. Bill Maher, same thing. They're shocked when someone finally says you've gone over the line, because they were saying, I didn't know there was a line. I thought the line was, let's go as far as we can, and there is no line whatsoever.
Well, and Governor, it strikes me, and this is an observation I've made for years, but it strikes me to be more true today than ever before. When you exit the existence of God from a worldview, which the secular left, the hardened left seems to have, there is no moral guideline. It's just about what pleases me or gets my side the greatest advantage. And I think we're seeing the complete secularization and the consequence of that, of one corrupt worldview that leads and directs one of our big political parties here.
Well, we keep hearing that we need to turn the temperature down. Well, Kevin, the only way to turn a temperature down is to have a thermostat. And the problem with our society and culture is that we have basically ripped the thermostat out of our culture. The thermostat is morality. The mm-hmm. thermostat is what says this is right, this is wrong, this is the range. And when you say there is no range, there are no lines, anything goes. Do it if it feels good. when we do exactly what you just mentioned, take God completely out of the equation where there are no moral absolutes, that means you've taken the thermostat down. And frankly, you can't adjust the temperature when you don't have a thermostat. And we've lost our moral center. And that is really the heart of what's happening.
It is so discouraging, given the fact that I feel like this president is making such great progress on so many different areas of things that need attention, that we are having to fight this kind of battle against our very selves to try to see that progress take place. Governor, final thoughts. I really appreciate you being here, but we need to pray for this president and certainly do all that we can to support the agenda that's trying to make America great again.
Well, we do. I mean, just a good example. Yesterday, we saw this kid from Ohio come home from North Korea after a year of just being treated this evil regime. And the father, it broke my heart to watch him. And he was saying, in 18 months, they were told the key thing, we'll work on it. They didn't, the previous administration. I think we've got to give Trump some credit for stepping in and getting this kid home. And
I think you're right.
People saying, thank you, Mr. President.
Governor Huckabee, Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves the listeners of AM 570 The Mission. And he's making an incredible offer exclusively for you that's up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. This offer includes the Mike's 4-pack special, premium pillows, luxury Giza sheets, mattress toppers, roll-and-go pillows, and even pet beds. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow, 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping on all orders over $100. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
The annual Men's Conference at the beautiful Eddy Farm Retreat and Conference Center, Sparrow Bush, New York, is Friday, June 23rd to the 25th. This year's topic for such a time as this, Luke 10:2, will focus on helping men prepare so God can use them in leading their families and making a difference. Teen sessions age 12 to 18 are available. Recreational activities, father-son events, basketball, tennis, golf, and more keep the weekend active. Special rates for 12 to 17-year-olds. Group discounts available. One free for every 20 paid men. Eddy Farm will sponsor one youth for every 10-man group. Call 845-858-4300. 845-858-4300 or go to eddyfarm.com to register.
When is it time to do something about your credit card debt? When conversations about money turn into arguments. When your kids' opportunities are put on hold. When family harmony turns to tears. When loving relationships suffer. You know then it's time to take action. If you owe $5, $10, or more than $20,000 in credit card debt, help might only be a phone call away. Call Credit Associates now for real solutions to end your credit card struggles. For free information, call now 1-800-500-1357. If credit card debt is a burden for your family, we offer programs that could potentially save you thousands and help you get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. This is not a debt consolidation or a bankruptcy program. Let us settle your debt. One phone call might be the chance you need to get back to enjoying the family life you and they deserve. The experts at Credit Associates are here to help. For free information, call now 1-800-500-1357. That's 1-800-500-1357.
Message and data rates may apply.
Southern New Hampshire University has been hailed as one of the most innovative universities, and its online tuition is among the nation's lowest. That makes it an easy choice if you live near New Hampshire. But imagine if this same leading education was available anywhere in the country. Or the world. It is, because Southern New Hampshire University is offering over 200 degree options online. You'll get the same degree as on-campus students, but you can do it completely online from wherever you want to be. Changing your future is just a text away. To get degree information and see how to apply online, simply text TALK to 554433. Expert faculty, the same leading education, the same global recognition, and the same degree as on-campus students. From your home, on your own schedule, at your pace. Southern New Hampshire University. See yourself succeed. Get degree information and see how to apply online by texting TOP to 554433. That's T-O-P to 554433.
Six Flags Great Adventure in association with Fitz Entertainment presents Faith, Family, and Praise Saturday, July 8th. It's an all-day long gospel celebration. Start off your morning at the festival stage and enjoy rides. Join us on the big stage in the evening with special guests Pastor Charles Jenkins, Jermaine Dolly, Brian Andrew Wilson, Wes Morgan, Latisse Crawford, LeRae, Alexis Spite, and many more. Get your discount tickets at faithfamilyandpraise.com. Again, that's faithfamilyandpraise.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. We often talk about news, and today we're talking about a subject that is important from the standpoint of how it impacts people, but it doesn't get the front page attention that it deserves, and that is the role that fathers play in the world around us. And want to be glad to welcome my guests back to the microphone, Joe Pellegrino and Joe Battaglia. They are authors of the brand new book, Fathers Say, and you can find more about that at Fathers Say. Two S's, fatherssay.com, and we'll tell you more about how to connect with the gentleman individually as well. But the focus is men and fathers and the role that they play. And Joe, the book itself deals with the pearls of wisdom that fathers have imparted, spoken into their children's lives. Want to talk about the importance of being a dad, but there's a story that always comes to mind when you think about why it's important to be a good dad.
Sure. I had mentioned earlier on this scripture in Deuteronomy where Moses instructs fathers to be the leaders and the teachers when they sit at home and when they walk along the road, which means when you're out with your kids, there's always a teachable moment. And so I have a story that I love to tell because it's one of those things that shows a practical way in which to do that and the impact that can have. My daughter was about 13 or 14, and she wanted me to take her to the mall. Now, dad see that as a great bonding moment. Kids see it as a great opportunity for dad to open up the wallet.
Of course, especially baby girls.
Especially girls. But we all love that, right? So any excuse is great for us. So we go into the mall, and we go into a store that I had not been in for many, many years, and I was shocked at what I saw. It was on the walls were murals of young adolescent kids, teenagers, not much older than my daughter, girls naked from the waist up, lying on top of equally unattired young men. And I'm just seething because as a communicator, I understand what messages are about.
Sure.
And so my daughter hits me in the ribs and says, "Dad, don't."
She knows. She could tell you were bubbling up.
Oh, yeah. She could sense it. And so I get to the counter and there are two young people waiting on us, a young man, a young woman, of course. And she says, "Dad, don't." Atlanta, just relax. I got this. And so I put the shirt on the counter and I say to the young man, "Please let your manager know how offended I am at what I see on the walls here. And by the way, how do you feel about this?" Well, he kind of sheepishly turns away. And then I turn to the young lady and I say to her, "Young lady, How do you feel about this and the way men might perceive you as they walk up here? And she kind of sheepishly turns away, too. And my daughter elbows me and yells out loud, "Dad, they don't care." On cue, the young man turns back to me and says, "I wish my father cared as much." Silence. As we're walking out of the store, my daughter says to me, "Well, Dad, he had to say that." And I say, "Alana, you will learn that people only say what is on their hearts to say."
Mm-hmm.
And that's an example of being a dad and understanding what Moses was telling dads in the camp thousands of years ago, that wherever we are with them, whether we're at home or walking along the road, there's always a teachable moment. That's our responsibility. And if we don't assume that role, then we are abdicating the opportunity, and the great opportunity, and the really loving opportunity, I might add,
sure,
to instill into our children a value that means a lot to them. And, you know, my daughter still loves that story to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I got her permission to put that story in the books. And she likes to even read that story to her friends at times. So,
well, we always, growing up, we always kind of think our dad is, especially if he's engaged like that, it's kind of like he's just being a fuddy-duddy.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Pellegrino, the truth is, if you look at the hard data, the idea that fathers play a vital role to the development of children is indisputable. Tell us what the data says.
You know, you opened up today talking about, well, we're not going to be talking about the front page of the newspaper. But the truth is, we are. Every day, we are seeing men who have fallen, men who have made mistakes. And at the root are men who did not learn the right way, that did not carry it forward. I truly believe that today, the greatest problem in society are men who have abdicated their role as husbands, leaders, and fathers. And this statistics scream out that. I'll just give you a few. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. That's five times the national average. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes, 32 times the average. 85% of all children who show behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes, 20 times the average. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes, four times the average. I am simply giving you what's sticking out of the water, but the iceberg below it is unbelievable. Right where we are, right where we're sitting now in the studio in Paterson, New Jersey, here's a vital statistic that the clergy have given me. 90% of children have no link to their father. Not that they don't know who they have no link. Who is this person? He hasn't abandoned me. I don't even know who this person is. 90%. That's a problem. And we're seeing those types of areas blow up because of the disorder that a man could bring order to. And it's a great challenge that we face in society today.
The data is one level of looking at this, but it is only, it's very dispassionate. It's very cut and dry, and
it's
something that's out there. Out there, the people are dealing with it. But the truth is, friend, if you look around in your life, in your church, in your neighborhood, in your community, when you see a child who is misbehaved, who is malformed in their character, look at the family that is around them. More often than not, just as colloquial evidence will supply, you will see a father who's been disconnected in some way, either emotionally or in physical distance or in just absence of a variety of ways. And that's one of the reasons why What You Say, Dad, is so important. And this book, Fathers Say, is a great reminder, and it's loaded with great wisdom. I want you to get a copy, Joe Pellegrino and Joe Battaglia. It's called Fathers Say, Give the Gift of Blessing to Your Children. You can get it at fatherssay.com.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Take your faith to another level this year. How? By traveling on an all-inclusive and inspiring journey to the only place in the world where history and innovation unite. Experience Israel this November 1st to 10th. Come along with WMCA's Kevin McCullough and nationally known teaching pastor Sean Thornton. For 9 memorable days, we'll visit historic places like the Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Dead Sea. Be there as the Bible comes to life and experience the sights and sounds of the places you may have only dreamt about. About seeing. What's more, this year marks a special year for Israel, the 50th anniversary of the City of Jerusalem. Be in the Holy Land to commemorate this significant occasion for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. Your dream to visit Israel can be a reality this year. Make plans now to experience Israel happening November 1st to 10th. For full cost and trip details and to register today, visit experienceisrael.com. That's experienceisrael.com or am570themission.com.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
1, 2, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 2-3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you, and if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's brooklynspinecenter.com. Smithtown Christian School is currently accepting applications for the 2017-18 school year. Located in north central Suffolk County, SCS features a diverse pre-K to 12 student body from over 40 school districts in Nassau and Suffolk counties. With high-quality curriculum, a qualified and loving faculty, and a commitment to help your child grow in knowledge and wisdom, Smithtown Christian School is the choice for parents looking for an education guided by a biblical worldview. Visit learnwithscs.org to register for one of their 2 remaining open house events or call 631-265-3334 to schedule a private tour.
This portion of Kevin McCullough Radio, sponsored by Balance of Nature. Feeling run down, don't have the energy you used to have? It's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEMISSION.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. It's one of the most important things we can talk about, we can spend our time talking about, and that is the impact that a father has on their children. And I see this all the time. You know, the ankle biters are 7, 4, and 2, and I have an older son who's no longer in the house. But my 7 and 4-year-old, on a regular basis, when I walk through the door, and I can be at the end of a really long, like 18-hour day, and it will not matter for them. The desire to come and grab a leg and to feel my arm go behind their back and lean down and give them a hug and put my neck next to their neck, and to hear their voices, you know, Daddy. There's something about the physical presence, the presence of being there, that for them calms their world and puts them at a different place. My bride will even say, they were awful until you got home. there's something, and I don't think it's just because they're afraid of me, which they may be, in a healthy, fearful way. But I think it has more to do with the fact that there's a dad that I know loves me. And as Joe Pellegrino and Joe Battaglia have written in the book Fathers Say, the essence of being present is really one of the best gifts that we get to give our children. And you, the subtitle of your book is Give the Gift of Blessing to Your Children. In a sense, Joe Battaglia, that need for physical presence is one of the best blessings they will ever get from us.
Absolutely, Kevin. I think there is a misconception that, and you've heard this, that, well, my father wasn't there, but I'm okay. Or it's okay that they just split up. Who needs them? Or some of the other ridiculous comments that are coming from our social engineers about, well, who needs a father anyway in a life, right? But here's what happens, and I think this is important for all men to understand about the need to be present. You don't have to be eloquent. You don't have to be anything. Just be present. And here's something that happened to me, and I bet there's a lot of you guys out there listening where it might happen to you as well. A little background on my life. My wife has MS and is incapable of doing some of the things that the world of soccer moms affords a lot of our kids, particularly in an affluent world.
Sure.
Right? It seems like the moms are at the beck and call of their kids to take them everywhere and do everything. Well, as my daughter began to get into the age of more understanding, like around 9 or 10, another situation came up where my wife could not just take her to do the things all her friends were doing. And it was just too much for her young mind to absorb. And she just broke into tears and just ran downstairs and kind of crumpled into a corner and just was repeating, "It's not fair. It's not fair." And so I had to go and console her. And the only thing I could do was to sit with her and hold her and say, "Yes, honey, life is not fair." At that moment, she did not need a lecture.
Right.
She did not need an exposition on the reality of life. All she needed was me to be there. And here's what happens.
Your empathy in that moment was a severe gift to her.
And this is the point. My role was simply to let my presence somehow absorb her fear and anxiety,
right,
which are really the true emotions that she was exhibiting at the time. Let me say this. When fathers are not there to be the strength for their kids, things happen because kids are not able to then process these things that they're feeling. They just are not capable. They're not developed yet. They don't understand. This may be all new to them. So the father's role allows them to absorb the feelings of the children who cannot process those feelings. That's what a father does sometimes. To be there, it's all you need to do. You don't need to say anything. And so that's so important. And so if you feel like you can just leave it all to your wife, or you don't need to do anything with your kids, just give them some money and let them go, or to leave and not understand that children's fears and anxieties in the world today that assaults them every day through a variety of media that frightens them, leaves them fearful, anxious. Take a look around. Everything is about terror. If you, a child that only sees that, only hears that, what will they feel? They will feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we then to help them through that process? So men are there to help absorb and to help process.
I love that. Joe Pellegrino, the importance of being present.
Well, there's two things about being present. I can be a body sitting in a chair after a long day's work, and I'm present in body, but I'm certainly not there. And when you talk about when your kids, when you come through the door, I used to love the Flintstones. And when Dino used to attack Fred when he came in, well, my daughter Jennifer she was Dino. She was, as soon as I walked in the door, bam, she ran into me and she bolted. I loved that.
Yeah.
It was just so awesome. But being present is not just about physically being there.
It's physical. and emotional.
Yeah, like with Joe.
We're just sorry, Joe. We're out of time on this segment. Guys, get the book. Father's Say. Give the gift of blessing to your children. And you can go to fatherssay.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. With interest rates being all over the place, going down one day, going up another, and not knowing exactly what that will do to the mortgage market, you could be standing to lose lots of money that you could otherwise save if you had an honest assessment of your mortgage. If you knew that you could get that assessment and it wouldn't cost you anything except a couple of minutes of your time, would you be willing to talk to the people that I trust most in the mortgage industry to find out if they can, in fact, get you into a better situation? Mike and Brian are the names that I have been touting for years here at Kevin McCullough Radio because they do honest work for their customers, and they do right by the customer every single time. Friends, they are Christians, and they love helping you get your mortgage settled at the best rate possible. 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919. That's their number. Call them today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 844-760-TRADE. Call 844-760-TRADE, 844-760-TRADE, or text the word TRADE to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Spring is here, and that means that love is in the air, and it's the busiest time of the year for engagements and marriage plans. So if you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back. And let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad you're with us. The role of dads, the role of men in society, it is not front page news directly. but it is something that we should regularly consider. And as Father's Day is getting ever near, it is good for us to keep in mind that when we exercise that role in a child's life of being that father, of being that mentor, of being that person who is present with them, that we are doing so many good things for them. You can't even really quantify all of the statistical data that improves in a child's life because a father takes an active role. But you can always know this. When you're there, you're doing good. And it's important to be there, both physically and emotionally. And Joe Pellegrino and Joe Battaglia have written a book, Fathers Say, Give the Gift of Blessing to Your Children. And you can find it at fatherssay.com. Joe Pellegrino runs a ministry called Legacy Minded Men. You can find their website at legacymindedmen.org. But Joe, when we were talking off air, you were saying that the idea of being present sometimes is confused. And I know in my own life, there are times when I needed my dad to be physically there in the same house with me, even if he wasn't saying anything to me. It just walking into the home and knowing that he was there made it a different place for me. But it's also something that you can't do in an austere way. You've got to touch and love and be emotionally engaged too. And I don't think you can be emotionally engaged across the world, live in a separate life. I think it's both. You got to be there, but you have to be there. Expand on that.
So when I go away, you know, my wife and my daughter, if they're alone, they're a little bit scared. So my presence is definitely something that makes them feel confident and comfortable and secure. That's one type of being there. The other type is a very simple type. It's, I believe that if you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability. So being present is that way. So when I'm sitting there and I'm exhausted from a day, like you said, 16, 18 hours, whatever it is, and I see my daughter or my son and I look on their face and I see something on their face. Mm. And I know if I open this up, this is going to be an hour and a half. But if I don't open it up, what will it mean?
Mm.
So you open the conversation and sure enough, something happens and we get into deep discussions. And like you said, or one of you guys said, it's really about sometimes just being an effective listener and listening and showing that you care by looking them in the eye. Now, I've screwed this up a lot of times where my eyes go elsewhere, but I try to really focus in on them and listen to what they have to say and only interject when it's absolutely necessary. There are teaching times and there are listening times where you just need to be there. And guys, this is a hard thing for us because we're fixers. But the truth of the matter is sometimes the best fix is just sit there, look them in the eye, and listen to what they have to say.
In the book, Fathers Say, Joe Battaglia and Joe Pellegrino have compiled pearls of wisdom. And Joe Battaglia, these are all from different people, very different walks of life. But it's one saying each that their fathers gave them and what it meant to them. Talk a little bit about why this book got put together the way it did.
Sure. All of us like to know what others are thinking and doing because we see them in public circumstances. And the book is a compilation of 17 individuals who are friends of ours. And we ask them, and rather high profile individuals.
Right.
People, you know, from Kathy Lee Gifford to Kevin Sorbo and Corbin Burnson and Eric Metaxas, Lauren Green from Fox News.
I was with you till you said Metaxas, and then I'm kidding. Eric's a good friend, but
yes.
just busting him a little bit.
And Bill Parcells, and so a number of individuals like that. And so the thing was, what one thing did your father tell you that inspired you to be the person you are today? And we couple those stories in each chapter with some of the stories that are in each of our lives that we can share. And then there is a biblical concept after each story that kind of ties it together and gives
Sure.
a practical application to it. And so it's apparent not everybody has a wonderful, you know, daddy was the best person in my life story. We have stories from people like Corbin Burnson, whose dad was really not quite the best dad. And so he had his issues and problems and was kind of distant. But he gave somebody like Corbin a wonderful word that, in effect, own your own life. What you think, what you do is yours. Hmm. Be responsible. Stand up for that. And so Corbyn has always taken that and said, this is my kind of life. To others, one particular story from Lauren Green McAfee. Her dad is Steve Green, the president of Hobby Lobby. Well, what she remembers most is not that he was the president of this major company, but every morning at like before the sun came up, he was downstairs getting ready for the day in the Bible, getting his inspiration for the day. And she would come down and he would put that down and then be with her and help her do her math lesson. He was always there. And she associated the wisdom he got from reading his Bible and the love he exhibited toward her, which is the way men should act, right, with teaching and learning. And so to this very day, she has a great appreciation for her dad, the wisdom that is found in scripture and learning, and how the two go hand in hand. And so that's why she is where she is today in her world. So
really
great
profound
stories.
Yeah.
Which really leads to what we say in the book, what fathers say will determine their child's way. Our words are incredibly impactful and powerful, and when chosen properly, can alter the life of a human being that God allowed to come through us as dads. So if you're going to do it, let's do it right. And don't fear if you've made mistakes. You can turn this thing around no matter where you are. And I'll give you a quick example. When my son was 8 years old, I would take him on the side of the house to teach him how to play baseball. And the deal was, if you hit the ball over my head, I'm going to buy you that pirate Lego ship you always wanted. Well, he never hit the ball over my head, or so I say. For years, it was a little bit between us, and he would always needle me about that. I hit the ball over my head, and you never got it from me. Well, when he was 23 years old, I moved him down to Jacksonville, Florida, in his first apartment, and we went to the local Walmart to get some stuff. And when we did, I saw a Lego pirate ship, and immediately I knew what I had to do. I had to buy that pirate ship for him, wrap it up, and give it to him at Christmas. When he saw it, and he read the note, he knew exactly what was in the box. And it changed our lives. You can repair a situation. You can do it.
Never too late. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
The Auto Lab is on the move. Join host Professor Harold Walchalk and his panel of automotive experts as they answer all your basic automotive questions and give advice on seeking second opinions from their new parking place at our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. That's 2 hours of great advice and conversation on the history and culture of the automotive industry. The Auto Lab, Saturday morning starting at 7 on our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. Don't miss it.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and I hope for every dad that's listening that this is a special weekend for you. There is so much good that fathers do in the lives of their kids. And if you're a dad that enjoys being a dad, that is involved in your kids' lives, that is there, and they know that you're there, and they feel your presence on a regular basis, friends, I just want you to be rewarded with a good day on Sunday. And so I hope it is a very special thing for you indeed. We've got a lot to be thankful for in this country, despite all of the despite all the blowback and all of the bickering and all the partisan fighting, there's many things that we still have to be thankful for in this country. And one of them is that we do value our families. One of them is that we have our families near us and that we are able to communicate to them just the preciousness of life. And that is not always going to be the case. In fact, on a ball field in Alexandria, Virginia, someone tried to make it not be the case. Interesting thing about Hodgkinson, the shooter that I read earlier this week, he evidently has been a series of step or foster fathers to a number of young women. And he had physically abused some from brutality. There was an accusation that he had perhaps sexually abused one of them, and one of them committed suicide. It's kind of implied that it was partly because of the way he had treated her in the story that I read, but it was a reminder that we all have this incredible choice to make every day. We can get up and we can make someone's life better, or we can tear them down. And for Mr. Hodgkinson, I think his life ended in a way that's pretty typical of someone who wants to tear people's lives down. He ends up getting his life taken from him because he's trying to kill others, which is one of the reasons why I believe it's so important that we band together around my colleague Mike Gallagher. Love what he does with the Gallagher's Army. Love what he does with the Fallen Officers Fund. Where they actually come alongside and assist officers who are injured or killed in the line of duty, and they help the families. And you've been hearing him talk about it on his show across the country this last week. But I just wanted to remind you that it's never too late to be able to make a gift. 888-99-I-GIVE is the phone number. 888-99-I-GIVE. You can also go online to gallaghersarmy.org. That's G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R-S army.org, gallaghersarmy.org, or call 888-99-I-GIVE. And be as generous as you can, because 100% of the proceeds are going to help the families of fallen officers who, just like those Capitol Police, saved a bunch of lives by putting their body in the line of fire. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a great Father's Day weekend.